From scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Picture this, if you will, dear listener. Nigel and I are sat outside the Excel Centre in the east of side of London. And we've got our backs to the centre and we're looking at the O2 Arena and the cable car going over the Thames. So it's all rather nice. We're sort of outside broadcasting. So we're on the second day of learning technologies and HR technologies 2023. So we thought we'd pop out and record this episode while everything's fresh in our minds. So Nigel, what's the word on the street in the conference? What have you been taking away from this year's event?
Well, I've been working a lot with the 30 under 30 group, which amazingly, and you'll be glad to know, are 30 young people under 30 who apply to get a kind of cheap ticket and get looked after as well. They get their own meeting room and they get to meet a lot of the speakers. And I suppose my biggest takeaway is just the sheer quality of these people. Their amazing enthusiasm, their willingness to change the world. So, you know, I really do feel that if they hang around, even for a few years, they will make massive differences in their organisation. But overall, I think the conference is excellent. Luckily, we didn't have ChatGPT repeated 93 times during the conference. We did have Donald Clark talking about it. He was talking about his normal talk about AI, but he kind of interspersed it with ChatGPT, which meant that there were queues outside the door. People could barely get in. And that is clearly a buzz. And it was talked about in a lot of the other sessions about how it would be used and some of the issues surrounding its use. And there was some negativity. I think one person said, so this is the end of us. This is the end of our careers, which of course is utter rubbish. It's not the end of anyone's career. But generally, there have been some very robust case studies, people talking about their organisation. I was at a session with Grant Thornton, and the guy was talking about purpose and how Grant Thornton, kind of middle-sized solicitor, 6,000 staff, well, pretty big solicitors based in London but with offices all over the place, gathered together insights from all its staff in order to work out what they're there for and or the way they do things. It ended up more like. And I just thought that the obvious solidity of the process and the great outcome that was achieved without flash, fanfare or anything else really deserved to be recognised. And there's a lot of that in the conference, you know, people modestly talking about the kinds of things they've done with slight surprise that anyone's interested. But a lot of those are where you get the biggest insights. But we had good old Bo Lotto kicking off the conference. He's a neuroscientist in, I think it's one of the universities of London. He may be at UCL, I can't remember. And Bo is very good and very powerful and endearing in what he says. And he's basically, if you listen to what he says, he's basically berating the audience and saying, you know nothing about learning. And what you think is that learning equals knowing, and it doesn't. What equals learning is understanding. And there's a whole bunch of work to be done to shift from knowing to understanding. If you want to change the world, if you know something, you don't change. You just know it. It's just there. It's quite useful. But if you understand, because you understand, you're prepared to move forward and change. He's saying that the most difficult thing is getting anyone to admit that their view of the world needs to be adjusted, because everything in our primordial through to the present brain structure is all about safety and security and knowing, even though he proved that what we know is nonsense. You know, our perception is not reality. Reality is very, very confusing and messy, and therefore we make sense of the world through our perception. One of the really interesting things I've seen him do before is he asks you to he's got two identical pictures of a canyon and two blocks of green and red colour. And he first of all gets you to stare at the green and red colour for 20 seconds. And then you stare at the two pictures below, and suddenly those pictures go from one with a massively red hue to the other a massively green hue. They are completely different. and then your brain adjusts and suddenly you see two identical pictures again. And yeah, he's showing that we're tricked all the time in our perception. And what we do is we work out the tricks to keep sane, essentially, recognize that the world we stand in and what we see and what we do makes sense to us. And that, and we hold on to that. We cling on to it for grim death. Because if we didn't cling on to it, we'd go crazy. And what we're saying in learning is, no, you remember all those things you're clinging on to for grim death? No, you've got to drop those in order to move forward with us in the organisation and take on the new tasks. And funnily enough, all people want to do is not do that unless you get them in the frame of mind where they can know and then understand those new things. So, and he's right. I think that's a very, very good challenge. And it's not, this is not deep, profound neuroscience. This is basic, you know, alpha neuroscience about the way the brain perceives the world and the way the brain learns. And it was absolutely fascinating. And everyone in the room was completely gripped by what he was showing. And I hope slightly sheepish at the end, thinking, maybe I don't understand this stuff in as much detail as I should. So that was very, very good. But so that's it, really. You know, it's a bunch of really good case studies and presentations by people. There was some very, very good keynote this morning. I really enjoyed that. And the 30 under 30, kind of reviving our faith in humanity, essentially, in a nutshell.
It's good.
I think, and in terms of brevity, I think we should probably leave it there, actually. But another comment that the conference was hugely successful by the looks of it. There were, I think, 1,000 people in there. And the exhibition similarly had thousands of people. It was running HR Technologies for the first time, exhibition and conference co-located. So it all seemed like a very busy, you know, successful, lots of people, lots of buzz, obviously lots of mention of ChatGPT on the exhibition floor and in the conference rooms. So yeah, quite a buzz. Obviously, lots of work to do to really make digital learning and learning as a whole really kind of stick and work and fit the changing ways in which we're working and our expectations of work, I guess. Anyway, should we leave it there?
I think we should. Yes.
Thanks, Nigel.
Pleasure, Martin, as always.
From scratch.